Okay, so the first pasuk in Parshas Ekev, V'haya Ekev Tishmaun, Eis HaMishpatim Ha'ela, U'shamartem V'asisem Osam. Okay, so let's just, that's the Esnachta, right? That's the halfway point, the breaking up in the pasuk. So let's just tighten this a little. That if you're going to listen to these mishpatim and you'll keep them and you will, V'asisem Osam, you will perform them, you'll do them. So on this, the Tosh Rebbe, so Chusa again asks three questions. That's what we're going to deal with tonight. So the first question really is Rashi actually, you know, asks. It says V'haya Ekev Tishmeum. So it's Im Hamitzos Hakalos She'adam Dosh Be'akevav Tishmeum. According from the Tanchuma, in other words, what's the question here? Why is it says V'haya Ekev Tishmeum? It should be if. Im, right? V'haya im tishmun. If you would listen to them, to my mishpat, and then you're going to get all the brachas and all these wonderful things. So Rashi answers this in his way. Ekev is like a part of the body. And so therefore it's these types of mitzvahs that the light ones that people literally trample upon with their heel. If you listen to even those, then that's it. Okay, that's Rashi's answer. But again, the first question he asks is, why is the lashon of Ekev here instead of im? And then it says, tishmun. Right, if you will literally listen to them, right, osam them. If we to take out those words, that's why I'm saying it'd be helpful if you have a chumash. If you take out those words, so it'd be like ekev tishmeum vaasisem, right, es hamishpatim. You know, if you would do these things, so extra words osam is extra, and tishmeun. Theoretically, we could have had the pasuk without that. So it's a second question. What these words of Tishmun and Osam come to add? We could read it, you know, Alpi Digduk correctly without having them in there. And the third and final question he asks is, it says, Tishmun es hamishpatim. So why dafka mishpatim? We know there's different categories, right? It doesn't say pekudim over here. It doesn't say edus. It doesn't say mitzvos. So those are the questions he asks. We'll try to work out and develop an idea tonight to see what we can pull out from this. But again, quick chazor. Question number one, it says lashon of Ekev instead of Im. We saw Rashi's answer because it's the mitzvahs, the mitzvahs, the quote-unquote, the mitzvahs kalos, these light ones, easy ones that people don't take so seriously, they trample on them. Second question, what does the words Tishmaun and Osam add to the pasuk? We could very well understand the main point of the pasuk is bringing out without having them there. And then third question, final question, why bedafka mishpatim? Why this particular category is what's being taught? So he begins by bringing out an idea that it always comes out that... Yeah, question what?
I have a good question for you.
Sure. Oh, at the end or now? I'm sorry.
What's the literal translation of Ekev? What's the literal translation of Ekev?
If. Yeah. So the idea is that Parshas Ekev, right, always comes out in during the week of Tu B'Av. That's just by definition. If you work it out, by it has to be because Shabbos Chazon will be Devarim, and even if it's a Nidche, it'll come out that way. So Shabbos Nachamu will be V'eschonon. So Ekev will always be during the week when Tu B'Av falls out. So Tu B'Av is a big Inyan. You know, the famous Gemara in Tainus tells us that these were big Yomim Tovim. But really, in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, they bring down the idea that already, in a certain respect, the Yomim Neroim have started. Because we are now, as we'll see, in the 45 days of the Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah, they even bring down from the Sanser, the Divrei Chaim, that in Tu B'Av, they already start arranging the benches in the Beis Din Shalmala for the Beis Din, meaning the court proceedings are starting to get prepared at this point in time. He brings from a Gemara in Yuma. No, I'm sorry, what's that? It's Gemara in Tainus in the end in Lamed Aleph, where it says that from this point in time, everything Mikan ve'elach demosif Yosef, that we increase So Rashi blends that mikan ve'elach mechamisha osu ba'av ve'elach demosiv leilois al hayamim la'asak b'torah yosif chayim al chayav. So this is an idea that now that we have more time for learning Torah, that there's a time to be ma'orah ourselves in this period post Tu B'Av. I heard a beautiful vort this week from the Radzina Rebbe of Yerushalayim. He was speaking, Tu B'Av happens to be the Yortzeit of the second Ishbitzer Rebbe, the Radziner, the Beis Yaakov, Zechus V'Gein Aleinu. So he's speaking on the Yortzeit, the Inyan of Tu B'Av. So if you think about this, if you take it literally, two B'Aleph Beis, the Tu B'Av, so the 15th, right, is two, is the 15th letter B'Av of the Aleph Beis is a Samach. And the idea about a Samach is one of, it's a circle, it's an os that represents Achdus, of coming together and everybody being learning from each other and giving their Nakuda Tova to others and taking and being Makabel and Mashpia, a whole relationship of a circle of interconnectedness. So he was explaining that idea in a particular point, but I just, this idea about being Mosif starting from Tu B'Av. So now we're in that period. And that's why that it comes out, if you think about it, you ask me Ekev, but the first word, Vahaya, right, Ekev Tishmun, Vahaya is always a Lashon of Simcha. It's based upon the Gemara in the Megillah, I think on Daf Yud, that whenever you find the word Vahaya, it says a Simcha that's happening here. So what does it mean like this? What's the Simcha? Vahaya, if you go slowly, it would work out like this. The first three words of our Pasuk, again, Vahaya, Ekev Tishma'un. Vahaya is the Lashon of Simcha. Ekev, the way the Tosher Rebbe explains, is the heel, meaning it's the end of the year. That's why he learns it. Why it says Ekev, and it's because this parsha is coming at the end of the year when we're being ma'or ourselves for the Yomim Neroyim. And then Tishma'un, so he quotes the famous Pasuk in Shmuel. I can find it for you quickly. Shmuel Alf, Tesvav Dalad. Vayishama Shaul Es Ha'am. That means that Shaul gathered. So Tishma'un is a lashon of gathering of everything together, of an asifa, of pulling it all together. So now when he puts this all together, you're like tshuva of coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the way he understands the, you know, in Chassidus Sforim, there's a gefil, there's a certain type of message and feeling that they want to give over, and they're using the pasuk to bring out the remez inside of it. The idea is that there's going to be a simcha for us during this time of the year when we're ma'or ourselves to do tshuva. And with that, he answers up, actually it was the last question, remember the third question he asked was mishpatim. Why Dafka talks about this idea of keeping the mishpatim and not pikudim, not mitzvos, not the edus, right? Not any of these other categories. So mishpatim, says Tosher Rebbe, is a lashon from shofet, to judge oneself, to take, you know, it's a remez to restart it. The idea of being connected back to the source. So that's one of the key ideas that he was bringing out. So let's try to extrapolate a little bit more. He says that just to go back for a second. So the mishpatim is used because it's a lashon of to be shofet, like to judge oneself. So right? In Parsha shoftim b'shoftim titen lecha. So the Sfarim, the Shlah, and others bring down that a person needs to judge themselves. Right, I hope I don't kick off again, okay? That you need to judge yourself, especially during this time of the year. Elulzman's coming. The person makes a cheshbon. The way the Shlal learns it, shoftim shoftim mechol sharecha, on each one of your openings, right? That what you look at, what you hear, what you see, stuff like that. What you talk about, these are the openings of your guf. You have to judge and be in everything. But here the idea of mishpatim, so the simcha is when you're shofet yourself, when you're judging yourself. And then he brings this idea that there was a tzimtzum, that there was a divine energy that was used in creation. And they put oros, divine light, went into physical things using the Sar Ma'amoros, right? You know, Pirkei Avos, Hashem had 10 statements. So the light of those statements is went into and created them. As the Pasuk says it's in Tehillim, in Lamed Gimel, B'Devar Hashem Shemayim Na'asu. So B'Devar, with the Dibur, the Osios, the letters, the Dibur of Hashem, that's what makes the world. And our job, is to find the light, that the divine light that's inside of these things, by connecting and elevating all the physical things that we come in contact with. He brings here from it's a famous, it's in Chabad's form, it's also it's a Tanchum in Parshas Naso. B'shah Shabar Kodesh Baruch Hu Olam Nis'a V'she'lo Dira B'tachtonim. That Kodesh Baruch Hu had a taiva. And you can't ask a question on a taiva. Why do you like chocolate cake? I don't know. Why do you like vanilla cake? Why do you like this flavor? You know, you can't ask a question on a taiva. I don't know. I like it. So we can't ask any kashas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a taiva, had a desire to have a dira b'tachtonim, a place in this world. The way that we make that dira b'tachtonim here in this world is connecting to the osios. So that's, now he goes back and explains, when we asked earlier, what is the word osam? So the osam is an expression. It's hinting to that word os, to the letters. When you connect to the letters and you do teshuva and you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through all the different physical things in this world, not with the chitzonius, but looking in a deeper way, in a panemius manner, and you're able to attach yourselves to the inner aspect of it, that brings out, that makes the dira tachtonim. And that's actually this idea of doing teshuva is called, it's hinted at least in the Torah with the lashon of asiyah. He brings from a Rashi that when with Abraham, it says uben abokar asher osa, right? So it says Rashi asher tikein. That so also asiyah is a lashon of making a tikkun, of fixing, which is teshuva. So all of these ideas are really coming together to bring out one central point from the pasuk, that this is the time of making a cheshbon hanefesh, of doing teshuva, being shofit ourselves. And when we do this, that brings out the simcha, and a davka happens during the akev, during the heel, during the end of the year, as we're preparing, and we don't wind down. Rav Willig likes to say, we wind up. So we're winding up and preparing ourselves for the Yom HaDin. Just to speak this out a little bit more, he elaborates, Tosh Rebbe explains that if we were to take, you know, the machlokis, that when was the world created? One opinion holds it was Tishrei, one opinion holds it was in Nisan. We actually paskin halach l'maisa, it's in Nisan. That's why, if you remember, it's going back now, about 10 years plus, 12 years or so, when we did Birchas Hachama, we made that bracha when the sun was in its original place, the time of creation, we made that bracha in Nisan. We did not make it in Tishrei. But when we talk about the creation of Adam, so we hold that the idea is, there's Rabbeinu Tam in Rosh Hashanah, that we follow the month of Tishrei. So if we do the working it out backwards, it comes out, since Adam HaRishon was created on the sixth day of creation is the first of Tishrei. Okay, so we work back, we want to figure out, so if that's the sixth day of creation is Aleph Tishrei, so it comes out the world, the first day of creation would be Chaf Hei Elul. Okay. So Chaf Hei Elul is really the first day of creation, culminating obviously in the creation of Adam on Rosh Hashanah. So what's 40 days before that? 40 days before the 25th of Elul, it's not too difficult, we can figure that out, that's Tu B'Av. So Tu B'Av is the 40 days. Arboim Yom Kodem Litziras Havlad. 40 days before the creation. So the idea is during this time period of justifying our existence, of making a cheshbon hanefesh, and really thinking about and being ma'or ourselves, how did we spend this last year? What did we put the ikar on in our lives? And what did we make tofil? What did we make secondary? Did we put the ikar on our guf, on physical items, and on you know, indulging and in satisfying and in luxuries? Or do we put the ikar in ruchnius, davening, learning, and chesed, and helping out? Do we put really, in a sentence, was the guf the main thing in our life, or was our neshama the main thing? What motivated us on a daily level? It's always hard to talk about on a global scale overall, but think back a day in and day out. What was I really osek in? What did I put my thoughts in, and my kochos, and my kishkas, and my resources? Where was I drawn throughout the year? So he explains that these are the days of making a cheshbon, and Tosh Rebbe explains not only for ourselves, but to think about the Bnei Beis, Bnei Beiso, person's home. Well, what, how do things look in a person's home? What's the kashrus in a person's home? What's the tznius in a person's home? And a person makes a cheshbon and decides, thinks to themselves, you know, what am I focusing on? You know, or even for themselves. It's easy to always to look and point on someone else, but for myself, bittul Torah. You know, how much time did I spend, you know, surfing the internet, playing games, or, you know, doing things that I knew really had no toilets? Now, obviously everybody needs downtime. That's normal. You gotta be normal. But how much was unnecessary? How much time did I just spend bottling around and not doing things that I needed just as a little vacation or a little downtime or just to rest a little bit, but just, you know, wasting time? So that's part of the cheshbon that a person makes during these weeks as well. The Rebbe continues and talks about that's in terms of Torah, you know, how much we learned and were we on time for Siddurim, and were we kovei itim l'Torah for every day. But he goes, what about tefillah? Let's analyze and think about how much koach we put into our tefillah. You know, actually, if you give me a second, I'll pull on a Shulchan Aruch. If you have also, you can look. I'm reading from Simon Sadi Ches. Just want to read. This is not the, you know, his pashtus agashmi, stripping oneself of all physical things. But if you just read in Shulchan Aruch, I'm going to read Tzadi Ches Sif Alf. Hamispalel tzarech shechavim belibu pirush hamilos shemoitzi visfosav. So when a person davens, that a person has to, you know, think about what they're saying. That's huge. A person should definitely, if they don't know the taich for all the words, they should use a Hebrew English sitter to know what it means. And pirush hamilos, what it's all about. V'yachshuv ke'ilu shchina kenegdo. The Shulchan Aruch requires, this is not something for a big tzaddikim, this is for me and you, that to imagine that the Shechina is in front of us. V'yosir kol ha-machshavos ha-trud tordois oso, ad sh'tishayir machshavto kvanoso zaka b'tfiloso. So a person has to remove all of their other thoughts. A person has a client and they have to stop. It's time to daven mincha, or a person by chakras. I think what meetings are going to have upcoming today, or it's by marav and you're chazering over about how the meetings went. And you're thinking about all sorts of things. That says no, you have to remove. This is Shulchan Aruch. This isn't the Moser Sefer. I mean, Shulchan Aruch is a Moser Sefer if you learn it correctly, but it shows what's required of us. The Yachshav Keilu Haya Medaber Lifnei Melech Boser V'Dom. Let's say you had to speak in front of a king. A person would think about what he's going to say, so he shouldn't stumble and you know, be disrespectful to a king. How much more so to Hashem? He understands. He figures out what's going on deep inside of our thoughts. The way the pious people used to do Shahayim is bodedim. They would be misbode. They would subdue themselves. Right now, in isolation, right? If you're in Israel, if you're being quarantined, it's bidud, right? But misbodedim. They would do hisbodedus. Umechavnim tefilosom. Achu magim lehis pashtus agashmius. Okay, so that's not us. That's the chassidim and the anshei ma'aseh. But at least we start off and see what the basic level of davening correctly is, to not be distracted. So that's part of our tshuva. That's part of our cheshbon. Can we say? None of us can really say that we have perfect kavana when we're davening. So we have what to work on. Let me read you from this amazing sefer Avodah Zavodah. He brings like this. When a person does this and thinks and examines their actions, a person comes to the conclusion, they realize that I really haven't served Hashem in truth up till now. Things I've done have been lazy. So it wasn't the main thing, Torah and serving Hashem. What was the main thing a person thought about over the course of the year? It was rotzon haguf, how to satisfy their body. That there shouldn't be lacking any type of good thing. Shielo parnosa berevach, should have a lot of parnosa. Zos ha'is ikar chiyus. So that's the main chiyus of his year. And the Torah was like a side thing. Yeah, okay, I'll get in a little bit on the side. Yes, there were certain times throughout the year. So that really he was living with that. The Torah in serving Hashem was the main thing. Person's not yotze their chiyuv with these few moments throughout the year. Ki mechuyev lehisnahi kein. A person has a chiyuv to behave in such a way. Bechol rega v'rega miyam mechayev v'shivto v'kumo v'lechto. When he's getting up and he's going out and he's going throughout the day, that's the main part of his avoda. So he continues, you know, and addresses these ideas that the tefillah really is supposed to stay with us. That the davening we have should be a chiyus and should give us. You know, inspiration and connection throughout the whole course of the day. He quotes Natanya like that in Perek Yud Gimel. He brings the word out from the Chiddukah. He says, Yofe Talmud Torah in Derech Eretz. Okay, so we know this. It's in Perek Yavas and Perek Beis that it's good to have. So Derech Eretz, Pashup Shat, means having Torah with earning a parnasa. You have to work. He says, Derech Eretz is Begematria Tefillah, 515. Where does it mean you have Torah with Derech Eretz? Means with tefillah. Means Torah so shall Adam no mekubelis. That's where your Torah is going to be pleasant. It's going to last. Im gam mispado kiroi v'kius. If he has a proper davening as well, that's going to hold on to it. I don't know if there's a beautiful sefer that's come out. I haven't read all of it, but I've heard stories that people have told me about from Rabbi Train. Oliver Shalom. That amazing stories about loving people and Talmidim, and I'm hearing a lot of buzz about this when people are telling me this amazing sefer. But one of the things that Tosh Rebbe says is the reason why we fall into not good places is because we don't feel Hashem's love. But he gives many examples throughout Rosh Hashanah davening, Zichronos, when he talks about the Ahava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, that the Rachmanas HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, and to remind ourselves of that, you know, in Breslau they talk a lot about this as well, the idea about being mechazik oneself with understanding who we are and how much Hashem loves us, and that's a huge thing to think about. Let me just conclude. I want to read the last paragraph in the piece from Avodas Avoda. Elisha Adam Einu Margish Tamid Goydel Ava So Yisborach Elav. A person doesn't always feel and live with that, you know, reality that Hashem loves him. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising us. I love you. Hashem is going to be ma'orer, arouse our hearts, that we should feel His love for us. All the brachas He's going to give us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a kasiva, a chesima tova, harchavas adas, he brings, right? And we should have an ability to be mechanech our children. He writes here, lo bekas v'hakpada chlila, not with anger or being overly strict on our children, ela bedas, v'tzedek, v'rachamim, with common sense, with fairness, and with compassion. V'zchuze, nizke l'shana, l'shnas ge'ula v'yeshua. Should be a year of redemption, a year of salvation. V'nizke kulana yachad l'hamliches abori baruchu aleinu v'yakol av'yoreinu. On ourselves and all of our limbs, right? We should be zoichet to make Hashem our king, to feel that with the very essence of our being. K'mo sh'amalachim ishtoikikim b'chol reg l'hamlich l'harit k'boida yizboruch aleinu. Like the malachim do. We should be like the Malachim. They're constantly chalishing to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch over themselves. Kama sha'om rekedushas keser, as we say, for those of Davin Nuslech Svard, Nisharasav sholim zeh lezeh, they ask, ayim mikom kavod laharitzo, they want to wear as a place Hashem's glory to order to exalt Him. V'chein om rebirchas yotzer, we say before the Inshma, kulam poischim espihem bikedusha v'tahara, umavarechin, umeshavachin, umefarin, umaritzim, umagdishim, umlichin, shem, hakel, hamelech, hagadol, hagiwa, hanor, kodashu. We have this drive to make Hashem our king. V'chulam mekabel malehim o malchus shemayim. Everyone is mekabel the o malchus shemayim. That's the main thing that we're looking for, to be mekabel upon ourselves Hashem's malchus. And really, that avodah starts now, Parshas Ekev. And that's why, just to quickly do a chazor, those are the three questions that he asked. Why it says Ekev? It says Ekev because this is the end of the year, the time when we bring out this amazing shuv, and we connect, and we evaluate, and we make a cheshbon of all the things we're doing. And it says Tishma'un, it says Osam. Tishmun is a lashon of asif, of gathering together all the parts of it. Osam is the remes, the osios, the letters of the Torah, which is the Devar Hashem that's found in everything. And the third thing, it's mishpatim, because this is the time when we are shofet ourselves. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we should have a lot of siyata d'shmaya, and that Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us in our attempts to come close and to become bigger oivdei Hashem. Okay, were there any questions? You wanted to clarify anything?